Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church, and a very special welcome to two guests in the studio with me, David Clark, the bandmaster of Kilbirnie Salvation Army Band, and Lieutenant Wendy Leask, who runs the Kilbirnie Salvation Army Corps. So welcome to you both and thanks for coming into the studio. Would you like to just say a wee bit about yourselves, just to explain that? Like, Wendy, you're new to Kilbirnie. Where
I
have
am.
You been?
I came to Kilbirnie in July, straight from our training college, to be the minister here in Kilbirnie. And so I trained in London for 2 years in the Salvation Army Training College, and I went to university for 4 years before that. So I'm glad to be working and glad to be in Kilbirnie.
Good, good.
Yeah.
How about yourself, David?
I've been in the Kilbirnie Salvation Army my whole life. I became what we call a junior soldier, a member of the Salvation Army at age of 7. And I'm now a senior soldier since the age of 18. And I've been in the band and the songsters the whole time in between, which has got a good few years now.
And when you're not in the band, what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm an electrician to trade, and I work in Paisley, where my office is, and I work all over the sort of west of Scotland.
Very good. So you're a live wire during the day and a live wire at night.
Exactly what I was going to say, yes.
I have waited a long time to make this programme. Let me explain. For the past 11 years, my congregation has had a joint service of lessons and carols at Christmas with the Salvation Army Band and the songsters. It's been magic, and I've always wanted to introduce a wider public to them. However, it's a bit hard to fit a whole band and a huge choir into the studio. However, they have just released their first 3 CDs, so now you can hear them in action. So, would you like to introduce us to your band? And I've asked David to pick the tracks, so understand you've picked your favourite one first.
I have. I've picked my favourite one. It's a new piece of music to an old chorus. It's not actually a Christmas number, but we actually use this at Christmas. The second verse of the song says this: "Take time to be holy, the world rushes on. Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. By looking to Jesus, like him thou shalt be. Thy friends in thy conduct, his likeness shall see." And in the business of Christmas, we just felt that was a good message to bring to people as we went round playing to them in churches and out on the street.
So let's take time to be holy now.
Thank you.
You're listening to 3TFM's Holy Half Hour, and we're talking about the Salvation Army Band in Kilburnie. And the bandmaster, David, is with me. So, David, when did the band start?
Our corps opened its doors in 1892, so a long
you
time ago.
You weren't there at the time, no?
I wasn't there. I don't know if Wendy was there.
No,
she wasn't, no. But a long time ago. The band started up not long after that, in 1912. And we've had a band at Kilburnie that whole time.
Wow. And it's still going strong?
Still going strong.
How many folk in the band now?
There are currently 20 members of the band just now. And that number has sort of fluctuated over the years, mainly due to the heavy industry that used to be in Kilburnie. But we're doing very well just now. 20 in a band, we're very proud of each and every one of them.
Yeah, and you get plenty of gigs to go to?
Yes, we get that. Christmas has been a very busy period. We had 16 events to go to in 24 days.
Wow.
So certainly kept us going. We obviously support Wendy and the corps at Kilburnie every Sunday. And from time to time, we witness at other churches. And now and again, we do a visit to other Salvation Armies. One in particular, 12 years ago now, I think, we went to Norway, the band and the songsters, to do an Easter service at a Salvation Army corps in Norway, which was a very exciting time for the band.
So you're now an international music group?
Yes, that's something like that.
Can I just ask you, Wendy, in the Salvation Army, they're famous for the brass bands. That's what's a distinctive feature of your denomination. What is it with the Salvation Army and brass bands?
I think to begin with, brass bands were loud and noisy, and people were attracted to that in their day. And also with the live music and music halls, the band was an alternative to that. We've got one of the top brass bands, international staff band, and there's also an international staff songsters where it's the creme de la creme of Salvation Army playing, and they will certainly be on duty because the Salvation Army celebrates 150 years of being the Salvation Army in London this July coming. And so there is bands from all over. It is an international congress, and so we will see bands from different countries taking place as well.
Because it started in London.
It did indeed.
General
West End has done it. William Booth started there, yes.
When did it start in Kilburnie?
David told us in 1892.
That's just, excuse my mathematics. It wasn't long after that started
in
London.
No, it seemed to go certainly in Scotland. Once a few folk came to Scotland, it just spread like wildfire. And mainly around fishing villages seemed to be where people were attracted.
I'm from a fishing village in Fraserburgh.
Oh, right.
And my dad was in the Salvation Army band at 7 years old.
Uh-huh.
He played the little oompa, the euphonium.
The euphonium, right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they were doing missionary work with their band. They went to the other village and they would put divots down his oompa. But he was undaunted, he carried on.
Yeah.
But mission is a part of the reason for...
Definitely.
...the brass band. Out in the street, not confined to the hall. Out you go. Yeah. Well, let's hear the band again. This is Divine Right. Had you a particular reason for picking this one, David?
This piece of music was originally written for the singing company, which is a junior choir at the Salvation Army. The words to this particular tune are, Christ has the right of love, love which demands the whole. Dear Lord, I give without reserve my heart, my life, my soul.
So that is the Salvation Army Band playing. But at Kilburnie, you also have the Songsters. Tell us a wee bit about your Songsters.
Well, our Songsters is just a fancy word for our choir. And we sing mostly Salvation Army published music, again, to support worship on a Sunday morning, or if we're out and about at maybe a church or another Salvation Army meeting.
How many folks in the Songsters group?
I think there are about 25 in the Songsters at the present moment, which is, again, a good number for a small village like Kilburnie.
How is it the Salvation Army seems to always get musicians and singers?
I think maybe because it's a place, a church, that actually promotes the singing of the choir, and we certainly will train and learn people to play an instrument. Usually it's not people who have trained for a musical degree, but it's people who have been taught music themselves, and that's the way I was taught.
So would you say most folk in your band started as non-musicians and became
definitely
musicians?
Oh yes, definitely. They come to the core, they found that as their place of worship, and then decided they'd like to maybe learn an instrument, or maybe learn to sing, or maybe they'd done a bit of playing at school or a bit of singing before, and we integrate them into the Songsters of the band.
Right, well, let's hear the Songsters. And we should say that the leader of the Songsters is David's brother, Andrew.
It is, yes.
Music is a big part of your worship. Can you explain a wee bit about the connection between music and worship?
For myself, I just love singing. I find that being able to sing in a group of people and to worship God together, it takes me to places that I love to be in. It helps me to concentrate and think of God. And also, as you hear people singing, sometimes it's like a heavenly host. And you think heaven is going to be like this or even better, because to me, the words of the songs, often I like to express myself in song, but can't think of words or things to say. And so in worship, when somebody has written beautiful words to a lovely tune, then it just does my heart so much glad. And I hope the congregation, as well as I lead them in worship, that they feel what I feel of God's love to me as we sing together his praises. Mm-hmm. That's what I think of it.
Very good. And what does the bandmaster say to that?
Well, the band's aim is to provide music for worship. But in my opinion, what the band tries to do is to give the the listener in the church or their own place of worship some thoughts regarding the words that are associated with that. And we hope that through that, that they get a blessing from that. And that's my hope and aim for the band.
Mm. Well, let's hear the band again. And the next one's entitled More Than a Song.
Yeah, the words to this one are from Matt Redman, a well-known worship song. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. And it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it. When it's all about you, Jesus.
You're giving us a good flavour about the Salvation Army, but let me push you further on that. So either Wendy or David, tell us more about the Salvation Army. What's it all about?
Some people think the Salvation Army is just a place to go when they're in need, whether it be food or shelter or that. And some people, the last thing they would think the Salvation Army is a church. But first and foremost, we're a church. But we're a church who puts social activity into place as well. And we care for the whole people. We don't just care for their body and mind, but we care for the spirit as well. Kilburnie, at the moment, we've got coffee mornings and things like that going on. But I go down now and again to the George Stephen Centre, which is also Salvation Army. It's the social services side of it. And I go into the cafe, but I've also, just yesterday, I was down doing prayers with the service users. So part of my remit is also to be there. So though I'm about Kilburnie and people may see me with my jacket with Salvation Army, it's more than just going to church. It's more than just giving it food parcels. Hmm. We care for everything. I've come up from London, and one thing that happened in London is the Salvation Army is really into anti-human trafficking. And through my time there, I helped rescue women who were in the sex industry and move them to safe houses. Because they needed somewhere to go, and the army, that was part of their remit there. It's not needed as yet in Kilburnie, but if there's people needing help, then I'm there, and the Corps is there to support them in any way they can.
Yeah. Worship and service.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, the next song's entitled Perfect Peace. So your people trafficking folk were finding a bit of peace and life after their traumas.
Definitely.
Yeah. Right, let's hear the band play Perfect Peace.
Thank you.
So can I ask, Wendy and David, what's your own personal motivations? Why are you in the Salvation Army and why are you in the band?
I'm in the Salvation Army because that's where I feel God's called me to. I have been in other churches, and way back in 1980, I wasn't very old then, but I really felt God's calling on my life.
You're not very old now, by the way.
Thank you very much for that. Ignore David's laugh as well.
Yeah.
But I felt God calling me into full-time ministry. And I did listen and I did obey. And then things and people got in the way. I got married, I had children, and it didn't quite work out the way I wanted. And then back a few years ago, 2006, I think it was, I really felt God calling me again. I want you. And so I started looking into the church to see about becoming a full-time minister. And when I went off to Aberdeen to do my divinity course, I really felt God calling me back to the Salvation Army there in Aberdeen.
That's where I did my studying, by the way.
Was it? Yeah. A really good university then, Alec. And
great minds there, great minds.
And so from there, I found myself going back to the Salvation Army. And when I walked in, it was like putting on a pair of comfy slippers. I'd come home. And so I became a soldier in the Salvation Army again, a full-time member. And then I decided I must go off to training college. So I went there 2012 and for 2 years studied there. My divinity helped me a lot. So I did a lot more practical training than what I did studying at college, but all good experience for coming to Kilburnie.
I started my career when I was 10. My dad was a lay preacher, my mum was a singer, and I read the Bible. And the family, our most frequent gig was at the Salvation Army Home League. And I had to read the Bible with the clicking of the knitting needles as the folks sat there knitting.
It still happens in Kilburnie today.
Yep.
It still happens.
Yes, it does. It does. Yeah.
So David, why are you motivated to be in the Salvation Army and in the band?
I'm a great believer in an old chorus that says, "Just where I am, my Lord has placed me." And I have been in the Kilburnie Salvation Army for many, many years. And I was asked, after playing the band for many years, I was the leader of the Young People's Band, where we try and learn young people as regards playing their instrument. And 10, 11 months ago, I was asked to take on the senior band at Kilburnie. I took a while to think about it, and I felt that yet again that's where God wanted me to be. And I hope that I can take the band on, we can be a blessing to others, and hopefully they'll enjoy your music.
Well, I can say personally, I do. Every year we come to Christmas.
Yeah. You're definitely our greatest supporter, Alec, and we thank you for that. I'd just like to take this into our next piece of music. It's actually by the Songsters. It's a song to an old song that I'm hoping that some of the listeners may even know, back to maybe their Sunday school or their church days, if they used to attend church or still do. The third verse talks about how God in our lives and the more things that he can do in our lives. Great things he hath taught us, great things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son, but purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our rapture, when Jesus we see. To God be the glory.
Oh,
was quite a rousing number, that, wasn't it? So, looking to the future, have you got any particular plans for the band or the songsters or the core?
Yeah, I mean, we want to obviously continue playing in the meetings every Sunday, of course, and supporting Wendy and the good core folk there. Obviously, as I've said, Christmas is a very busy time, and I'm sure looking forward to December already, December 2015, will be a busy time. We've been lucky to hopefully at some point this year, towards the latter end of the year, the band are hopefully going to go away for a weekend to another Salvation Army Corps, where we get down and do a festival on the Saturday evening, and then we'll do their meetings on the Sunday. The Corps is the Malton Corps, which is down near York, York Leeds area. And the man who is the current officer down there hails from Kilmarnock, so he's invited us down. So we're really looking forward to that. And of course, Alec, we're looking forward to coming to the North Parish Church again in December 2015.
You're booked already.
You are. For me, for the church, I would like our hall doors to be open a lot more. I find that people pass the main street, Newton Street, and the doors are shut. There is a cafe round the back, but sometimes people can't find it. So I would like the doors to be open a lot more during the day, more time for prayer and more time for Bible study, but more time to interact with the community as well. Because I think though that we're in Kilburnie, sometimes we're hidden away and people know we're there, but don't actually know how to get to us. So that's my vision for this year, is that we will be more aware of the people and the needs in Kilburnie, and they will be more aware of us.
So if you're listening in Kilburnie and you would like to play a musical instrument or learn to sing or whatever, you're welcome.
You know who they are.
Right, so your last track here is Such Love.
Yep.
Is there a story behind that?
Yeah, it's a lovely little chorus taken from Mission Praise, a book that some of your listeners may know. The words to the first verse, lovely words, such love, pure as the whitest snow, such love weeps for the shame I know, such love paying the debt I owe, O Jesus, such love. Thank you.
So the Holy Half Hour has run its course, I'm afraid. I'd just like to thank David Clark and Wendy Leask for sharing your thoughts and your music with us today. And we do wish the Kilbirnie Salvation Army Corps, the band and the songsters all God's richest blessings in the future.
Thank you.
And I leave you with a march. This is God's Children. Bye for now. ¶¶